Now, listen here, Inspector. We're visitors in your country, I know, and we're aware of public feeling. But this affair is my concern.
Colonel, forgive me, but I think you're more concerned with reputation than with facts. The American servicemen in Britain don't antagonize the native kind of thing. Stars and stripes forever, you know?
If you're trying to annoy me, Inspector Crisp, you're going the right way about it. Any black marketing on my base and I deal with it.
I'm afraid it's gone beyond that. Intelligence have asked us to hand the case over to them.
I see. Look, I didn't ask you guys to get in on this in the first place. You cops, I mean. Before I know, a bit of malarkey on the side has blown up into an international incident. And
Colonel, I'm giving Weald of Intelligence a ring right now. I want to know his impressions.
You can rest assured, Inspector, that this will go further.
I'm sure it will. Oh, get me Weald of Military Intelligence, please.
Goodyear presents The Sounds of Darkness. Good evening. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of passenger, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry, bring you Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness. Tonight's Sons of Darkness, you will hear Tony Jay as Lee Masters, James White as Johnny Bridges, and Elaine Lee as Samantha Darlington. And now let's join the world of Lee Masters in tonight's Sons of Darkness.
Birds for sale.
Group it should be. The girl wants us to supply him with atom bomb warheads, and West Germany wants the same.
Yeah. France finds making its own warheads expensive. But I meant the major ramifications, Johnny. U.S., Britain.
Well, I thought that had died down now.
We're still resented in England in many ways. That's why we've been called in to catch a criminal.
Oh, I get it. To show that the good old U.S. shows no partiality. That only justice counts.
That's right. You know Colonel Baker, Johnny?
Texas man. Talks big like the Marl. Can't take being criticized. He thinks his black marketing is peanuts?
He won't let himself see the implications. Projectile equipment is finding its way over the channel. From there, not just to NATO-aligned countries, but others. Yugoslavia, East Berlin.
And maybe we could include a trip to Paris, too, huh?
Maybe. Fasten your seatbelt, Johnny.
What for?
We will be landing in approximately 5 minutes. Kindly fasten your safety belt, please, and extinguish your cigarette. We shall be landing in approximately 5 minutes. Kindly fasten your seatbelt, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I see you've arrived safe and well. I'm Colonel Baker, Tex Baker.
My name is Masters. Lee Masters.
We've heard of you, Mr. Masters.
Johnny Bridges.
How do you do, Mr. Bridges? How's New York?
I'm still there.
Remind me to take a vacation sometime. I haven't been out of England for close on 2 years now. Must say, I'd like to see the States again. A good trip?
Yeah.
Let me say at the outset that I don't think your presence here is necessary. I referred the matter to our intelligence officer, and he suggested we call in you, gentlemen. For my own sake, I'd rather have left it and dealt with it ourselves.
Don't apologize, Colonel. Johnny and I would much rather have stayed in New York.
Oh, hang on, Lee.
But we were called in to represent our government. And represent it we shall.
You speak your mind, Mr. Masters. I like that. You know the setup?
I know that the English police called in their intelligence, and that you resent this.
Of course I resent it. Wouldn't you? Look, there's always a bit of selling on the quiet. I know this, you know this. As commanding officer of this base, I shouldn't admit it does, but I deal in facts. It exists, so I can talk about it. I don't jump down on it because the boys will get up to something else if I do.
Like selling warheads instead.
Say that again.
Someone from this base is selling projectile parts, Colonel. How and when and where, I don't know. That's very different from black marketing cigarettes and candy from the PX.
Sure, I know that. But you're one jump ahead of me, Mr. Masters. I was about to say that nothing is missing from this base. Everything can be accounted for. I know what's happened. These parts have filtered into France and elsewhere from another source. My boys have a bad name for themselves. We're being made scapegoats.
You think so? I'd like to meet your projectile officer.
Is that necessary?
It's necessary. And I want to speak with Weald.
Okay, I'll lay it on. Weald's a honey, tough as they come. And so anti-U.S., he's fighting the war of independence all over again. And imagining his side's winning.
Ring him for me, would you?
Will do. You'll be staying at the base. I have quarters for you.
No, we'll move back to London. Later.
Well, that's my boy, Lee.
Seems like you think this is a waste of time, too, Mr. Bridges.
Wrong, Colonel. I just want to see London town, that's all.
Who is your projectile officer, Colonel?
Major Max Tierson.
I want to see him now. Arrange it, please.
You guys like to get things done, huh? What about after lunch? He's busy now.
I'd like to see him in 10 minutes, Colonel.
You'll forget. I'm commanding officer of this base, Mr. Masters.
I haven't forgotten. As such, you have the authority to get him here fast. Arrange it, please.
That's what we do every day. Move the rockets out, move them back again. Prime them, elevate, stand by to fire, then remove the essentials. Take the birds back inside, bring them out again.
And what for?
Just to keep her hands in.
If you receive a go signal, what happens?
Oh, we're prepared for that. The rockets are never dismantled on block. Half the assembly section is left standing and ready to fly. You see, that half covers the amount we're supposed to have in agreement with the British government.
The other half? The half you play around with?
Well, just a precaution, but don't talk about it, please. If John Bull got to know how many rockets we got standing by, he'd swallow his pipe. That is, if he smokes a pipe. Okay, anything else you want to see?
You keep inventories of projectile parts?
Well, naturally.
What's missing?
Nothing.
Well, how come this investigation, then?
Nothing's missing that's essential. By itself, I mean. Oh, we have the odd part going. Frame replacement, wing girdle, parts like that. But each part we've ever missed won't help anyone build a projectile.
The other half is needed.
Well, of course, that's right. So far, nothing big has gone. Say, I don't know why you guys were called in.
If certain parts found their way overseas, they could be duplicated, copied.
Why, sure. But a whole rocket could be duplicated by anyone sitting on that hill over there. Just looking down here with a pair of binoculars. Now, the point is, nothing has gone from this base that merits the fuss the police here are raising.
They seem to think an investigation is merited. So does Gridley, your intelligence officer.
Oh, him. He'd ring Washington if he lost his ballpoint. You want to see my inventories?
Please.
Okay, this way.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of one of those birds, Ellie. Just one of them and pam, finish, huh? Hey, Jib.
Yeah?
Who's that civilian over there?
Hang on. Oh, with the colonel. Uh-oh. Oh, that's Wheel, I think. Yeah, it is. I'll take you there first. Knowing him, he'll want to have a look-see at the inventory, too.
He is to be allowed to see what you have, Major.
Now, look here. Okay, if the colonel says so.
He'll say so. Come on, Johnny, quit gawking. You're 5 paces behind us as it is. Occasionally, but not a pipe, and not Three Kings.
How the devil did you know what I smoke?
Easy. We have that brand in the States, too. And you've been digging at that pipe for the last 2 minutes with matches. You break one in half and scrape. Has a small bowl of the pipe.
You're right. May I confess something? I hadn't heard of you, but when I heard that you were,
blind.
As you will, blind. Well, I wondered what the FBI was coming to. I'll take it back.
How far have you got on this?
Oh, not far at all. Frankly, projectile parts have turned up in Europe. They've been traced back to England and the base concerned. That's also far. Well, I've not questioned anyone here. It's obvious who the culprit must be. Oh, when the human cries died down, I'll move in on him.
Who?
Well, frankly, the police here could have dealt with it themselves, you know. You chaps could have saved yourselves the expense of a trip. It was obvious that
I've been looking for you, Limey. What do you think you're up to? Seeing my girl, asking her questions, making accusations? Listen, I'm going to punch
you right in... Stop him, Johnny.
Okay.
thanks, old man. Wasn't necessary. Well, I suppose I'll have to make the rest now. It's a pity. I'd like you to come with me, please, Major Pearson. I'm taking you into custody.
Still think I'm wasting time, Johnny?
Really, I do. Look, Wield has handed Pearson back to us for a court martial and imprisonment in the States. Okay, he's doing it the easy way. The Major could have found himself on maybe an espionage charge if Wield hadn't intervened on his behalf.
Wield is complacent. He's buttoned up. Show mercy to the guilty. Shove him back to the States.
Morning, gentlemen. You're still anxious to see the Major?
Yeah.
Must say, Kay was a surprise to me, too. A nice guy, Max. Wouldn't think he'd get involved in a thing like this.
He was a prime suspect, though, Colonel.
Yeah, maybe. But a commanding officer gets to know his men quite well. I'd have laid down my life that Max Pearson wouldn't do a thing like this. I mean, why?
Money, obviously.
Must be. That's what Wheels says. Yet I don't believe it.
That's the evidence, Colonel. Lee here doesn't agree with me.
No. Not with Johnny, nor with you, Colonel. Look behind the obvious.
Yeah. Anyway, it's over and done with now. Max will be shipped back to the States after the court-martial. Of course, he'll be given the boot. I reckon his life's over, in one respect. You think maybe he'd yell his head off if he were innocent, I mean.
And yell his head off, too, if he were guilty. I would, knowing I'd be sitting in a prison for a good 3 years. And what's he made out of it? A few measly bucks.
I don't think he made anything, Johnny. I don't think he did it.
You won't get anything out of Pearson. He's clammed up. Like he knows something, but won't talk.
Well, I still want to talk to him, Colonel.
Sure, go ahead. I must leave you now, gentlemen. I have a conference. That's Sergeant Wheeler approaching. He'll take you to the Major. Sergeant Wheeler is another of the guys you'll be sorry to see Max go. Anyway, I'll see you.
Oh, sorry, wait. I'll take you to the major.
Okay, lead on. What do the men think, Sergeant Wheeler?
Well, they're sorry for the major, but, well, got what he deserves. Mm. Sorry, projectile parts is no joke. Oh, well, here we are.
Lee Masters.
Hold on. What do you want?
I want to talk to you, Major.
Look, I... Okay, company's company.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
Well, that's okay, sir. Everything fine, Major?
Yeah, on your way, buddy boy. Well, take a seat, gentlemen.
I'll stand.
Well, at least you're not in a cell. That's something to say for protective custody.
They don't need bars to hold me in. Camp's well guarded. Tomorrow, they'll let me out. For a court-martial.
You didn't do it, did you, Major?
No, I didn't. Like I told Wheel, the others, and you two. Only I'm tired of saying it now. Watertight case. Access to the projectiles. My girl's evidence. Money. All that jazz. I told Wheel as well that he lied, but, well, who cares?
You do. Because you know the implications behind this. Small-time black marketing, but dangerous. Two reputations. Britain's, ours.
You think there's an agent behind it, Lee?
No, I don't. Just a guy crazy for money. Maybe something else. Major, I'm not leaving here until you're cleared.
Look, I go on trial tomorrow. Forget it. It's nice of you guys, but don't knock yourselves out. I've always been something of a philosopher. Just leave it be, will you?
I want your permission to talk to Linda Fersham.
My girl. You can do it without my permission. Why do you ask?
I think Lee's wrong, Major. I'll be frank. I think maybe you are responsible. Because you don't protest your innocence. If I were innocent and heading for a...
Save it, Johnny. Your wife know about Linda, Major?
Seems like nothing's private, huh? Okay, you can't rile me. No, she doesn't know. Luckily, nothing was in the papers, and I can cover when I get back.
Can you? Why don't you want the guilty party caught?
I want him caught, all right, but... Well, like I said, I'm a philosopher.
Your girl, your mistress, lied to the police. To Wield.
Yeah.
Rumor has it you wanted out from marriage. You wanted to marry Linda.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all in the past now. Maybe I'm not such a quiet guy after all. Go on, beat it.
Come on, Johnny. You got the address?
Going to sit in this car, Lee, huh?
Until the light in her apartment goes on. I would have spoken to her before, but I wanted to see Tearsome first. The light on yet?
No, not yet. I was going to ask you, what makes you think the Major isn't behind it?
A woman lies. Why? To save a man, if she loves him. To sink him, if she doesn't. Major Tearson is a serious man. He doesn't consider divorce lightly. So, he loves Linda, wants to marry her.
He told us that much, Lee.
Okay. She thinks him. Why? Another man. From the base? Well, why not? Friendly with the Major and his mistress. Trusted by the Major with the woman and the projectile parts. Frames him, using the woman. Simple.
Like heck it's simple, Lee. You're gonna... Hey, the light's on now.
Lead me up there, Johnny. Fast.
You have no right to ask me these questions.
Haven't I? Major Tearson will get 5 years inside. He'll be a broken man. But he'll go through with it, for your sake. For what was... between you.
I love Max still, but I had to tell the police the truth. I wanted to lie for his sake, but that thin man, Wheelwald, something, he made me tell the truth.
Where were you tonight, Miss Fersham? Celebrating? You smell of brandy.
Why, you... Actually, it's quite funny. I could call the police, you know, and have you thrown out of my flat.
Go ahead and do it.
I will. I promise you, I will.
No, you won't. Because there's no need to, is there? You could throw us out right now if you wanted.
What do you mean?
The room smells of tobacco. You haven't lit a cigarette in how long, Johnny? 20 minutes?
Yeah, Lee, exactly.
So you don't smoke?
I do. Heavily.
Smoking goes with drinking. Goes with being questioned, being nervous, on edge. But you haven't smoked. So?
What are you getting at?
Look,
another thing. You've paced the floor once or twice. Light steps. Women's steps. When we knocked, there were heavier steps. They stopped. Then yours, to the door. I'll tell you what I'm getting at, Linda. I think you framed the Major. Because your new boyfriend was close to being found out. And he didn't want his dollar line cut.
You can't prove. There is no one here.
And the Major won't voice his suspicions for fear of ridicule. He'd rather take the rap than be laughed at. The girl he loves. Two-timing him.
Oh, I've had enough. Get out of here. Get out!
You should have waited, you know, before inviting your new boyfriend back to your apartment. Don't you know no case is ever really closed? Johnny?
Yeah, Lee?
I kind of think the bathroom door's shut, right?
Yeah, you want me to...
Look out, Lee! The light's gone out! Lee! Lee, are you all right?
Okay, men. I'll let Masters take over now.
I was assaulted last night by a man who I know ran the black market from your base. The colonel tells me each one of you, Sergeants Wheeler, Felixson, Polensky, Smith, Davis, is a projectile detachment sergeant. Each one of you worked in close liaison with Major Tearsome, had almost as much access to the projectile stores. One had more. The Major's girl. Johnny, bring her in.
Okay, Lee.
Hi, Linda. We'll talk to you.
Yes. You told me what would happen if I withheld information.
Who was with you last night?
I can't tell you. I can't.
Okay, okay. Take it easy. I expected as much. Johnny, get each man to hold out his right hand in front of him. Last night, I collected a right-fisted punch. On the fourth finger was a signet ring, square in shape. I felt it. Okay. Who has a ring, Johnny?
Only one man on the right hand, Lee, but it's small finger.
Okay, hang on. So whoever it is has taken it off. Any marks on the fourth fingers, Johnny? Sunburn, then white?
No, Lee.
Let me feel your hands, each one of you. Felixson? No.
Huh?
Polensky? No. Smith? No. Davis? No. Wheeler, didn't anyone ever tell you that a ring leaves an indentation, Wheeler? You've got it. On the fourth finger of your right hand.
You can't prove it, Master.
Can't I? Look at Linda. She'll break in time. Won't you, honey?
So ends tonight's Sounds of Darkness, presented for your entertainment by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of world-famous passenger tires, truck and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce and industry. The Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness is produced by Ferry van Wyk.
This is the Internet Radio Service of SpringbokRadio.com.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Vine Park, just 10 kilometers from the Philandsburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Yankee.